This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Rosa Acheson is reporting in the Register Star. Hudson is now a sanctuary city, following a vote by Common Council on Tuesday, March 21st. The approved resolution affirms a commitment to provide local government services regardless of immigration status. The measure passed on a vote of 10 to 1. Common Council President Claudia DiStefano cast the lone dissenting vote. The police department will now develop policies and procedures consistent with the order. However, Chief L. Edward Moore expressed some unease with the idea in a letter to the council prior to the vote on Monday, citing concerns around complying with federal law and the loss of federal funding. Moore wrote, quote, "I pledge that our department will perform as we have demonstrated over many years. We have no interest in becoming immigration officers or conducting unlawful interrogations of our residents. My opinion should not be interpreted as a resistance to the public will," end quote. However, Moore wrote, any order or resolution directing that a police officer be, quote, "less than fully cooperative with another police agency runs antithetical to our standard practices and sensibilities as a law enforcement agency," end quote. Read the full story in the Register Star. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced a $70 million electric car rebate program March 21st. Quote, "Reducing vehicle emissions is a critical part of this administration's efforts to fight climate change and reduce New York's carbon footprint," Governor Cuomo said. Quote, "These highly anticipated rebates will make electric vehicles more affordable and accessible and support the state's nation-leading efforts to build a cleaner, greener New York for generations to come," end quote. In a continuing Twitter war between the two politicians, Congressperson John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, criticized Cuomo in a tweet about the program, writing, quote, "another example of unnecessary spending from Albany," end quote. Cuomo and Faso have had a war of words after Faso co-sponsored an amendment earlier this week to the Republican health care plan that would shift more costs to the states. William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman, an aide to Republican U.S. Representative John Faso observed March 21st as 150 gathered at the Ulster County office building in Kingston to discuss health care. Faso has already indicated he will vote for the American Health Care Act or Trump Care. Ulster County Executive Michael Hine organized the event and said, quote, "There have been over 50 votes to repeal the Affordable Care Act over 6 years to do precisely that. If you were tasked with doing that, you think at the end of the day you might have the most perfect, well-thought-out plan you have ever seen. But instead, what we have is a Frankenstein plan that is being assembled at the last minute to buy votes and rushed to meet some sort of artificial deadline," end quote. Faso's district director, Ryan McAllister, sat in the front row and heard a lot of boos for his boss. Quote, "whatever he's paying you, it's not enough to sit here and take this," end quote, New Paltz resident Maureen Ford said. Quote, "don't take this personally, but my question is, how much money will it take before he will show up at a town hall meeting?" End quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.